I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Good morning. Rachel Kirkwood, founder and editor of the new Domestika magazine here in Cincinnati, will be in the studio later to talk about the shelter and lifestyle magazine that started last summer. And you'll learn some natural treatments for the cold and flu from Dr. Lauren Fetter in about 20 minutes. Hundreds of area residents are descending on Washington, D.C. for Monday's inauguration of President Obama on the steps of the Capitol. Among them will be Karen Falgren of Anderson Township, her husband, and their three children. Earlier this week, she spoke to WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson about why she considers it important for her children to see this historic event.
I'm here this morning with Karen Falgren, who is going to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration on Monday and be out in the National Mall with her husband, Wes Wettengell, and their three children, a 10-year-old boy, 8-year-old boy, and a 4-year-old daughter. Now, you lived in Washington for quite some time, didn't you?
I did.
Tell me a little bit about why you decided to make this trip this year. I know you were there 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think we're going for a variety of reasons. The reasons that we went last time are not exactly the same as the ones this time. Last time, I think we went because we really felt like we wanted to be there. We needed to be there, and we wanted to be part of something bigger than ourselves and feel connected to it.
And something historic.
Something historic. I've been thinking about that, knowing that I was going to come in here, what I felt 4 years ago. And the clearest impression was that it was hard. It was hard to take off work. It was hard to get everything arranged and drive out there and find sitting while we were out there. And it was bitterly cold, but we never thought about that. We just wanted to be there and be a part of it and experience it. I think this time it's a little bit different. We have older kids, and they really, really absorbed the politicking during the election season. They would ask us hard questions, and they would notice signs, and they would look at bumper stickers, and they would try to frame things in a way that they could understand who's our guy, who's the other guy, how should we be thinking about this. And I don't know, I just feel like I want to lay something over that that's deeper or bigger, and I don't think I can talk to them about it. I think they need to experience it.
Yeah, it is an amazing experience for children, and obviously I was there 4 years ago, and there were many, many children out on the mall that day. Who were getting this incredible civics lesson while they were watching this transfer of power take place. Now, of course, it's different this year because it's a second inauguration for a president that we've had for the last 4 years. How does that make it different for you and for your family?
You know, it's not so much about a change of power versus the continuation of something. Maybe it's because I grew up overseas. I was an American that grew up overseas, and democracy was not something where I was growing up that you took for granted. It was something that you went out into the streets and you demonstrated for and you fought for and that you longed for. And I have no idea how to explain that to my kids. But I think if I take them down there and they see all those nice branches of governments that they've been learning about in school up there sharing the same experience and putting something above all of the politics, that really will stick with them. Maybe I'm just, you know, being hopeful and I'm wrong. But even if all they get out of it is that they go down there and they have a shared experience with 100,000 or so other people, that would be good.
That would
be plenty for me.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, on that podium that day will be all of the congressional leaders,
yep.
Republican and Democrat. The Supreme Court Chief Justice will be there to swear in the president. And they're going to get to see all of that. That should make an impression on them, especially at their age now, as opposed to 4 years ago.
Right. But it's also that, I think it's that, and that's important to me, but I think a second piece of it for me is making them feel connected to their country and their countrymen. It's the reason that I go. It sort of fills me in some way. It's, you know, we could watch it on TV, but you just, you don't get that same feeling. I have a cousin in Sweden, and he said to me one time, he said, you know, Americans, they're late to the table on a lot of issues and addressing a lot of things. But when you guys make up your mind, you just jump way out ahead of all of the rest of us and you really go for it. And I think that going down to something like the inauguration is when I feel the most connected to that power that we as citizens have. It's when I feel like I most understand what we the people stands for or means. And I just, I don't know, I just want a little bit of that for myself and maybe a little bit for the kids too.
Yeah, and like you say, the kids were asking questions and curious about the election.
Yeah.
And now they're going to see what the end result of that is.
I agree. I think it's very impactful. Though, you know, when I asked my kids what they were the most looking forward to in terms of the elections, my 8-year-old said he was most looking forward to meeting the president. So I had to sort of, you know, bring back those expectations a little bit and talk about jumbotrons. And my 4-year-old said she was most looking forward to seeing the water tower, which I finally figured out meant that she thought we were going to Mount Washington. So,
yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, but they are going to have, obviously, a lot of experiences, not just on Monday with the swearing in and that sort of thing. What else are you going to do while you're
there?
Well,
we're, you know, inaugural weekend is not the weekend to be gallivanting around D.C., and we do try to get out there whenever we can since we used to live there, and we take them down to the malls. But I think we're going to limit ourselves to things that are away from down on the mall with the exception of the inauguration. We're going to hit our favorite Peruvian rotisserie restaurant and maybe go up to the National Zoo. The nice thing about D.C. when you go there with kids is that everything's free. So I think that we're going to keep it low-key with the exception of the inauguration. No inaugural balls for us.
Yeah. But you'll be staying with friends just outside or in Alexandria.
Yeah, we'll be staying in Alexandria, which is just south of town, and a lot of ways to get down into town.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be easy, and I did look at some of the planning that they have for this one, and it looks like they're expecting smaller crowds, which if you ever go to events down on the National Mall, whenever they're expecting smaller crowds than they actually get, it gets messy.
Yes. Wow. Yes, it can. But the metro system's good. So.
Yeah, the metro system's great.
Yeah. 4 years ago, that experience, obviously, you know, the kids were a lot younger, and it was a terribly, extremely cold day. I was there myself. They didn't get to go that time.
Correct.
This one sounds like it's going to be a little bit better in terms of the weather and that sort of thing. But
I think it will be. I think it'll be a lot better. I'm really looking forward to, well, you know, one of the things, the moment, the sort of highlight, I think, is always the swearing in and the taking the oath of office. There's something just transcendental about it, like you were talking about before. But just at a personal level, I'm really interested in hearing the inaugural address. You know, when you hear the president speak, sometimes it's at a press conference and it's tied to the 24-hour news cycle. And sometimes it's at the State of the Union and it's tied to something he's trying to get through Congress or some other issue that he needs to really kind of work in. But, you know, the inaugural address, he can really, especially his second one, he can really sort of lay out his vision and what he wants to be remembered for. And I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, sweeping, very moving address.
Yeah, and I think it'll be deeply and fundamentally true to who he is and what he wants to achieve through his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Because why wouldn't it be?
Do you go to the parade?
Yeah. We're going to try to hit the parade. The parade's after.
Right.
And there will be, you know, tens of thousands of people that are down there. But as we were talking about earlier, the Miami University Marching Band will be there. And what's better than a marching band?
That's right. You can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
No, the parade's is part of the whole experience at the inaugurations I've been to that, you know, you really can't miss.
You really can't miss them. I don't know what kind of a spot we'll be able to get, because it is very important for me to have the kids be able to see the ceremony itself. And in order to get a spot where an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old be able to actually see the parade, you really have to get there kind of early. So we don't have our strategy for that worked out yet.
A lot of logistics to work out.
There's a lot of logistics. And I wasn't kidding. There are less jumbotrons and less places to view the inauguration this time than there were last time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Karen. Thanks for being with us, and have a great time with you and your family.
My pleasure. I'll let you know how it goes.
Thank you. For Cincinnati Edition, this is Howard Wilkinson.